Hello and welcome to this new episode and to Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers podcast, your number one podcast for women reclaiming their life by healing mother wounds and stepping into their power. In this episode, you will get to understand the difference between victimhood and victim energy. Why the second, as in victim energy, may be holding you back, and you will learn the signs to recognize victim energy, and by listening till the end, you will get the two steps you can take from now to shift this unhelpful pattern. I'm Mathilde, and I'm your host. I'm an inner transformation mentor supporting women reclaiming their fullness through the 1-on-1 10 weeks program and through Reclaim Your Fullness online community. To know more about these offerings, sign up to the newsletter or check the website womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me. All the links are in the description of this episode. So let's get into this episode, breaking free from victim energy. This victim energy that will hold you back unless you take the two steps that I'm going to share with you at the end. So being the daughter of a narcissistic mother or the child of a narcissistic mother, you are probably familiar with victimhood as one of the favorite ways of a narcissistic mother to manipulate others around her. You've probably been at the receiving end of that many, many times. If you've grown up with a narcissistic mother, and in particular with the vulnerable narcissist, you have often witnessed how her victimhood got her what she wanted over and over, and you have felt the guilt being triggered in you as a result of that. But what about when it's you who got caught in victim energy? And before you get very triggered by this and start saying that it never happens to you, let me get clear as to what I mean by victim energy. Because I say this sort of smiling because I used to get very triggered when people would tell me that I sounded like a victim, because clearly it made me think about my mother and my grandmother, and I really didn't want to be like them, so I resisted this for a very, very long time. But there's actually a difference between victim energy and victimhood. So I want to go into this difference straight away so we get this iron out and out of the way. So victim energy is not victimhood, although it can become victimhood if no awareness is brought to it. Victim energy is the fuel for victimhood, so to speak. So in this episode, when I speak of victimhood, I speak of the actual manipulation of others that comes with it. And this is what you've witnessed with your mother again and again, using her sob story to get others to do what she wants or to get others to give her their attention and to always look like she's the victim of the situation and so never the one that has to take any responsibility to solve the situation. You may have noticed that is when she's using the victimhood, she's actually not looking for a solution. So she might be coming to you and complaining and telling you how things are bad and whatever. And when you actually offer her solutions, she either treats you bad or she tells you that's impossible or she changes topic and moves on, because that victimhood loop doesn't actually want a solution. It only wants to suck you in. It wants to get you upset, angry, dysregulated, guilty or whatever. And that's all it wants. It's a way for the narcissistic person and the vulnerable narcissist in this case to actually find some kind of regulation and to fill their own tank of needs, completely disregarding yours and getting you all worked up and dysregulated. So, and this is the victimhood that also pulls at the guilt string in narcissistic manipulation. So that is what I'm talking about when I'm speaking to victimhood. When I'm speaking to victim energy, what I'm talking about is the inner pattern that as daughters of narcissistic mothers, as children of narcissistic mothers, we may fall into. And in this stage, it does not actually include any manipulation of others. It's actually an inner cycle that starts happening inside of ourselves. It goes down in spirals into self-pity and all of that stuff. It's an unhelpful pattern. So it's not actually manipulation. You're not doing it to manipulate others, but it is indeed a victim energy that gets activated in the system And it is a pattern that, without bringing awareness to it, can really hold you back on your healing journey. It can keep you stuck in struggle and pain and in constantly feeling there's no way out. And it can lead you to get to a place where you fall into victimhood, because that can actually happen. From this victim energy, again, if we don't bring awareness to it, we may actually fall into patterns of victimhood, as triggering as it may seem, especially if you've observed those patterns again and again and you've been at the receiving end of those. I know that rationally the last thing you want to do is to do the same, but it is important to consider that that can actually happen. But when we start catching this victim energy, then we stop this pattern. And so there's good news here. But this is why it is super important to speak to this and bring awareness to this pattern. Because even if you're never actually using it to manipulate anyone else, or at least not consciously, of course, it keeps you stuck in struggle. And we don't want that. So what happens when you're stuck in victim energy and you have no awareness of it? There are many shades to the victim energy, but the one thing that remains common for everyone is the absolute feeling of being completely powerless in a situation. That's ultimately what this victim energy does and feels like. It's the ultimate sense of being powerless. And that part that feels powerless wants to keep telling the story of how she got this powerless and how it will never be any different. It's sort of like a protective mechanism of, if I am powerless, no one's going to make me feel powerless because I'm already feeling powerless all by myself. And this is it's an unconscious pattern, of course, but it's part of that protective mechanism that, you know, if you've obviously felt like this and you've got this hurt in your childhood and the part of you decided we're not going to feel like this again, we're not going to allow others to make us feel like this again. That's actually the most appropriate way of saying it. You're not going to allow someone else to put you in that place again, so you put yourself in that place with this victim energy before someone else can do it to you. Now, again, as I said, this is unconscious. We don't do this consciously. It's not a rational, thought out process, of course. But that's why we need to bring awareness to this, because this pattern can be very unhelpful and it can actually keep you in a loop of pain and a loop of struggle on and on and on, again and again and again, pretty much forever, unless you bring awareness to it. So I'm going to speak more about this part that gets triggered that I mentioned, the part of you that feels powerless. But before I do that, I want to speak to the signs to recognize the victim energy so that you start getting, okay, this is where I am. I recognize, and these are the signs, I am in victim energy right now. And then I'm going to share the steps of how to stop this pattern. But awareness is key. You know, very, very often I'm telling you awareness is the first step, because it is once you start getting aware of these patterns and you start recognizing them in your system and what are the signs that are predominant in your system that alert you of this pattern, then you can implement the steps. If you have no awareness of it, the steps are useless. So 6 signs I'm going to give you today to recognize that you're caught in this victim energy. It's something that we get caught in. It's not that we're constantly in it, okay? But we get caught in it. So first sign is story on repeat. What does that mean? It means you catch yourself, you notice that you're telling your story, the sob story, the victim story, the story of your pain again and again from that same powerless perspective. So this is different than, of course, you're going to someone that's supporting you, or you're talking to a friend or whatever, and you're actually sharing elements of your story because you are actively working through it, processing. There's a need to feel listened and feel seen, and that's all okay. This is more like you are telling it again and again and again. People start telling you that you sound like a broken record because you are saying it again and again and again. And this might happen with more than one person. So it's like with every person you're talking to, you go into this story and you just repeat it. Or to the same person over and over. I do see that happening sometimes with clients. It's like we go session after session, that story wants to come back in. And it's, of course, my job to support the person noticing this blind spot, because of course when we're not aware of it, we do it. It's a blind spot, and that's okay. And that's why we bring awareness to it. And what you may actually notice is that you don't even remember you've told this person already that story. It may happen that someone says to you, "Oh, you've told me this already, or you've told me more than once. Yes, I've heard this about you already from you." So they've heard you, but you're saying it again and again and again. That is a sign that there's that victim energy activated in your system. Second sign is blaming. So you tend to blame others for your situation, getting quite energized around what they should have done different, or they should do different, or they shouldn't do, and it's all them and it's all their fault. So this energy of blame. Now there are contexts where we do anger release, we do certain type of work, and where there's an element where within a safe container we can work with that energy, because there's a specific process to it. But when you're constantly caught into this blaming language and sort of telling your story on repeat and blaming others for your misery constantly, on and on and on and on, that's where you're caught in victim energy. The third sign is the déjà vu feeling, the I've seen this before feeling. So it is the feeling of it's always you that takes it. This happens to you again and again. A situation is constantly happening to you, and you can do nothing about it. It's like these situations on repeat. And the question that comes into your mind in these moments is, why is this always happening to me? That is that same victim energy. All of these signs, if you've noticed, are signs of that feeling of powerlessness that we're going to talk about. Number four, the alone against the world feeling. So the reflections of the story that can come into your mind in these moments where you're feeling alone against the world is, why does everyone hate me? Why does no one understand me? Why do everyone behave so badly with me? And it's like you against the world, and you're alone against the world. No one sees you, no one understands you. Kind of poor you feeling. That is another sign of being caught in this victim energy pattern being active in your system. The fifth sign is hopelessness against ultimate truths. So this is when you find yourself stating truths such as, oh, it's commonly known that you fill in the blank, and there's nothing we can do about it. We are the only thing we're left with is suffering, and that's we just have to put up with it because this is the truth. You know, there's this big truth of whatever that is. I don't want to go into details because this can be different for everyone, but it's like, again, I don't know, I can bring an example of in my own hometown. There's traffic, and like this traffic, we just have to put up with it, and that's it. That can sound like a very silly example, but that is the kind of energy. And we can apply that to a lot of other big statements and truths. The we feel we're hopeless against. There is nothing we can do about that, but in a sense that again takes away your power. Because of course there are certain things that you can't control in life, but it's one thing to actually just go and have the wisdom of knowing that certain things you can't control, and the element of feeling hopeless in front of these big major things. And the sixth sign that is common to all of them, but it can be also a specific sign, is the feeling of powerlessness. So, what can I do against such behaviors? What can I do against how mean other people are? What can I do against whatever? It's like I'm but a person against the injustice of whatever. And again, you can fill in the blank. So, these are the six signs, the six main signs that you are caught in that victim energy pattern. Again, that is not yet victimhood. You may not use that to do anything to anyone else like your mother did. That I'm not saying that that's the same, but that is the energy that fuels then victimhood if it's brought on without awareness. And most of all is the energy that holds you back in your healing, that actually keeps you stuck in pain. So can you recognize yourself in any of these signs that I've just listed? The story on repeat, the blaming, the deja vu feeling, alone against the world feeling, the hopelessness and the powerlessness. And the invitation, as always, is to be very, very, very kind with yourself if you are recognizing any of these in your system, because that was just put there. That's conditioning. There's trauma responses. There's patterns that we learn growing up. And I'm going to go into it in a minute. But it's not your fault that that's there. Yet awareness is going to really help you massively. Once you start recognizing this, you're going to change a lot of how you live life. It's going to improve so much just by bringing awareness to it. I have recognized myself in pretty much all of those, so there's no judgment here. I bet the drum of the victim energy for years, and I was absolutely not aware of it, of course, for the most part. But even when I got aware of it, the pattern kept coming back, and it took me quite some time to really shift it. And it still comes back at times. There are moments I'm catching it. The awareness is there. I'm catching it way quicker now, but I can easily go into hopelessness if I don't bring my awareness to it. So growing up in a family where victimhood was one of the main manipulation strategies, I have learned that pattern, and it became the automatic one to fall into for me personally. So that is one of the reasons why victim energy may be active in the system. So if you grow up in a family where you've seen that again and again and again, that victimhood was actually something that was brought on very, very often, we do learn patterns from our family and from our parents. So that can be active for that reason. And the other reason can also be in that part of you that feels that victim energy, the ones that I mentioned earlier that I said I want to talk about. So that part that gets triggered and that activates that victim energy, what part of you feels lonely, powerless, with no hope but to put the head down and suffer in silence, or feels the need to tell the story again and again until she's finally seen? That part is the inner child. Is the little you who was indeed powerless in the face of the emotional and in many cases also physical unsafety you experienced as a child. That part that was indeed alone many times in the face of what you were witnessing in your own family, and alone facing the emotions you could not explain to yourself because you were just a child. That part that felt indeed unseen in the pain you were experiencing back then. And it may very well always be you as a child who took the blame or who had to be responsible way beyond your age over and over again. So that part that feels that victim energy, all of it was valid back then, because that's that inner child that's been through all of that. And that is the part that still wants the validation that it never had growing up. And so that part is going to still want to beat the drum of that victim energy until it gets that validation. But that validation is never going to come. It's never going to come from your parents. It's actually never going to come from those people that inner child wants it from. To quote Dr. Gabor Mate, he says, "We may not be responsible for the world that created our minds, but we can take responsibility for the mind with which we create our world." In other words, it's not your fault what happened to you when you were a child. So that inner child is not at fault and is not wrong for having those patterns of victim energy active. But you can take responsibility now to stop that cycle of pain in your own life. So it's not your fault what happened in the past, but now you've got the responsibility to stop that cycle, because no one else is going to do it for you. That's the thing. The victim energy is waiting for someone to come to the rescue. The victim energy is preventing you from ever taking that responsibility and stopping the pain in your life, because that inner child that has that victim energy active wants the parents to come to the rescue, is waiting for the savior to come to the rescue. But that savior is not coming because your parents are what they are. Your mother is what she is. So that victim energy keeps you stuck until you can actually take responsibility. That victim energy, that part, doesn't want ever to put the energy and take that responsibility. And it keeps you stuck in suffering and it holds you back in life. What I saw in my own experience was that the cycle of pain kept repeating again and again and again and again. And no matter how much I blamed others, I didn't feel any better. I felt worse. And the more I felt out of control, the more it seemed to be out of control. It was kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy. The more I felt like a victim of the world, the more I saw evidence of how I was a victim of the world. But my life wasn't getting any better. Can you argue? I could argue all day that it was true that I was a victim and all of that. I could defend that victim part of me and argue for that part of me forever. But it's not about is it true or not. It's about is it helpful or unhelpful. And it was very unhelpful because my life was getting worse. My suffering was more and more and more intense. And yes, I could hold on to that victim story, but it wasn't going to bring me anywhere. So that's why I'm sharing this with you today. Once I got aware of it, I realized I had to change this pattern to change things in my life. Was it uncomfortable and humbling? You can bet it was. It was, very much so. Was it essential? Absolutely. Did it change my life for the better? Most definitely. And this is why I'm sharing this with you today. The biggest lie you've been told growing up is that you're powerless. That is the biggest lie your narcissistic mother told you, and all the enablers around her kept telling you, and all the flying monkeys told you, and all the people around you told you. The biggest lie that you've been told growing up is that you're powerless. The truth is, you are so capable and so powerful. A narcissistic mother or parent never wants you to know that you're powerful. And they will do everything to keep you feeling powerless and alone, so you continue filling their tank and behaving as they want. But the truth is that you are very powerful and amazing. So that's the first thing I want you to know. I want that inner child that feels like a little victim, that it's okay. Yes, as a child, you most definitely were in those moments. But now, as an adult, you are powerful and amazing. And you don't need that energy anymore in your life. You have the power to take responsibility of your life and turn it all around. You can do that. No one else is going to do it for you. That is actually one of the really uncomfortable truths I had to learn at some point. No one's coming to do it for me. No one's going to come to do it for you. But you have the power to do it. And that's amazing. Like, that is so empowering. So here are the two steps. Because what can you do once you've learned to recognize this victim energy? So you've got the signs. You now can start reflecting on that and catch those signs. Let's recap them for a second. The six signs, the story on repeat, the blaming, the deja vu feeling, like this feeling that is always you that takes it and things happen again and again, the alone against the world feeling, the hopelessness and the powerlessness. Those are your six signs, so you can start recognizing this victim energy in yourself when it gets activated. And here are the two steps which follow the awareness. So the first step is always the awareness. You become aware of it. You start recognizing it. What do you do with it then? The first thing you can do is you change the story. So all those questions like, why is it always me? Why is it always me being alone against the world? Why are they all doing this to me? Why are they all so bad? Blah, 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 blah. All those very disempowering stories that play on repeat in those moments, change them into what I can do is very simple. What I can do in this situation is, and then you fill in dot, 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 whatever that is. There is always something that you can do to bring it back to your own power. What I can do is set a boundary. What I can do is leave the conversation. What I can do is do more of my daily practice. What I can do is leave. Sometimes you leave the situation. What I can do is breathe in my belly and focus on myself a little more. There's infinite possibilities of what you can do, but that victim energy, when it's active, does not want to see the solutions ever. It only wants to see the problem and make it bigger and bigger and bigger to keep you powerless. That's the pattern learned in childhood. That's the protective mechanism. That's what that part wants to do. So to change the story, we need to move from feeling powerless to feel empowered. And so just take a few moments and then go, what can I do? What I can do is, and even if it seems like a really small little tiny step, that small little tiny step is the first step of a step-by-step process that is going to get you from a situation of struggle and pain to a better place. And you may not see the whole entire journey in that specific moment. That's okay. You don't have to. You only have to take one step. One step in the empowered direction. So change the narrative. What I can do is. And then the second step is ground inside your body. And this, again, it's a training. But literally, when we get caught in the victim energy, we're caught in a story. And the story, it's a story that's on repeat in our head, in the rational part of the body that wants to say it again and again and again and again. And it pulls us out of the body. So when you are in those moments where you feel overwhelmed by this story, of you alone against the world, of you not having any hope, of all of that, just start bringing your attention back in your body. Like, you can go for a walk, you can go barefoot and feel the floor underneath your feet, you can take a shower, you can move around the room. Put some music and dance, even if you don't want to move, because very often when we're in that energy, we don't want to move. But do whatever works for you to bring your attention back inside your body. In the platform of Reclaim Your Fullness community, we have many, many practices that support in that. With breath, with gentle movement, there are techniques and tools to bring your awareness back inside your body, and so placing space between that story and yourself. And they really work. And I can say it from my own personal experience, but I can also say that from guiding many, many women and many clients through this process of actually moving from that story and come back down into the body. Come back into the body, because when you're back inside your body, you're back in the present moment, and that victim story doesn't live in the present moment. That victim story lives in the past or in the fear of the future, but it's not in the present. So when you come back into your body, you come back here now, you're actually out of that story. And from there, then you can actually again change the narrative. Okay, now that I'm grounded again, what I can do in this situation is. So those are the two steps. Change the narratives, ground inside your body. Shift from powerless to empowered. You're shifting from the victim who has no control, and it's defined by the continuation of suffering, because that victim energy, when it becomes an identity, it becomes quite dangerous, because when we identify with something, this is my story, I have been through all of that, and we keep repeating it again and again and again. So we go beyond the claiming. There is a power in claiming what you've been through and be seen in that and be witnessed. There is a power in that, and it is part of the healing process. There is a moment in the healing process where that's important, but it's a moment, okay? When it's on repeat and we claim that as an identity, then that identity is defined by the continuation of suffering. So it's gonna want to keep the suffering going. Doesn't matter if rationally you think this is crazy, because when I was told this the first time, I was like, whoa, this is crazy. Why would I want to continue suffering? Of course, rationally, we don't want to do that. But this, remember that it's not your rational mind that rules your life, it's your subconscious. So when this is active in the subconscious, that's what happens in your real life. And so the suffering keeps going. So when you're moving from the powerless story to the empowered one, you're shifting from the victim who has no control and is defined by the continuation of the suffering to the real you, who is badass, amazing, unstoppable, powerful. That's who you are, beyond the stories that you've been told, that you've been conditioned to believe by your mother and by all whoever other enablers were around her. You are badass. You are amazing. You are unstoppable and super powerful, and you have the capacity to take responsibility for your life right here, right now, and turn it all around by starting to catch that victim energy when it gets activated in your system. And it's going to take some time, and be kind with yourself when you fall back into it, because it is going to happen. But you also have the capacity to catch it and go, whoa, yeah, I've gone there again. Yeah, I know it's not helpful. You know what? Let's turn it around. Let's do my breathing so I get into my body. Let's change the story. Okay, the story wants to tell me there's nothing I can do about it. I don't believe that story anymore. What I can do about it is... dot, dot, dot. First step. So that's it for today. Share your experience in the comments. You can reach out if you have questions at mathilde@womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me. And if you want to know more about all the practices that we share in the community, in Reclaim Your Fullness community, check the link in the description to know more about the community and join if you feel called to. So with that, I'm going to send you lots of love, and bye for now.